Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Today is the sixth day in the month of December 2025. The Lord is still doing works, he's still doing wonders, he's still in the business of taking care of his own. God is good and his mercies endures forever. We want to say thank you, Lord, for all you do for us daily. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, "Let the Word dwell in you. Let the Word dwell in you." Our aim for today is taken from In Three Ancient Words. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Galatians chapter 1 to chapter 3, and our memory verse is taken from Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, which says, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, and admonition. And admonition one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Our Bible reading is taken from John chapter 15 from verse 4 to 7. John chapter 15 from verse 4 to 7. Are you using your Bibles this morning? From verse 4 it reads, "Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me, I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, the Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The scripture went further to say in verse 14 of the same chapter, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." When you dwell so much in the Word of God that it leaves the pages of the Bible and begins to dwell in you and becomes so real to you like your own flesh, you will begin to see the glory of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says, But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The more of God's glory you see, the more you are transformed into his image from glory to glory. Hence, if you want to radiate God's glory, you must study your Bible daily and meditate on it day and night. The Word of God is powerful, and if you allow it to dwell in your heart, you will experience tremendous transformation in every aspect of your life. Proverbs 18 verse 10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." The scripture above tells us that God's name is so powerful that it is a fortress that preserves those who run in it. However, as powerful as the name of the Lord is, Psalm 138 verse 2 says, "I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above thy name." God's word is magnified by word. God's word is even more powerful than his name. This is why you must not joke with the word of God. The book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says that you should meditate on it day and night so that your ways can be successful and prosperous. Good success implies that there is also bad success. Beloved, only those who allow God's words to dwell in their hearts and rule their lives can enjoy good success. I pray that you will indeed immerse yourself in the word of God and allow it to dwell richly in your heart so that you can enjoy good success in every area of your life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.gracepalashready.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour, you see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalashready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and stay blessed. Bye-bye.